Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, where we talk about reality TV.
What?
Danielle.
What?
We were just talking about deodorant.
Yeah, because I've been stinking for like 4 months since I started trying to use deodorants without aluminium in, since it gives you cancer.
And then I said, no, it doesn't. And then she went, I saw you gearing up. And then you went, you know what? Let's just record.
Yes. Now, anyway.
Apparently talcum powder gives you cancer.
Yeah.
Like everyone's stopping using it now.
Yeah. Well, I never really used it anyway, but. I don't really think, I don't know what people used it for, so I don't really know.
Babies.
Oh, yeah, babies, but, oh, yeah, so I probably had it used on me. I definitely had it used on me.
Well, that explains
but
it.
But adults don't use talcum powder, right?
No, well, it can be good makeshift dry shampoo,
ugh.
But it doesn't
Wait,
work
so
very well.
Wait, so does my dry shampoo have talcum powder in it, maybe?
No.
Okay.
I would assume not.
I know that boys use it sometimes on their balls.
Okay.
That's what I learned when I... when I was overseas, a lady, she told me, she was like, yeah, I got to remember to get talcum powder. I buy it in bulk for my boyfriend. He always puts it on his balls so they don't rub together. And I was just like,
rub okay. together?
Yeah, I don't know. Big balls, I guess.
I'm pretty sure they don't rub together.
Well, I guess rub, like, against... rub against his legs or something. I don't know.
God.
I don't know. I'm not a man. I don't understand.
Sounds annoying.
The mechanics of balls.
Oh, look at me. I've got my genitals on the outside swinging around down there.
Yuck. I don't know.
Oh, they have to move around to keep temperature controlled.
I think that's terrible.
Embarrassing.
Evolution.
It is.
I don't understand how men have survived this long with everything on the outside. Also, like, we weren't born with clothes on, so they were just dangling out there all the time.
Well, we've got tits dangling around, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like, that's cool
high.
And hot.
They're up high, yeah.
Not forever.
Mine are. I don't know about you. I mean, I guess I'm still relatively young. And they're small.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
With our tiny tits. Anywho, we have four. Okay, so we're finishing Kid Nation
this
week.
Yes.
And then we're going to be moving on to Big Brother, which has begun.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yes.
But now we have to get through four episodes of Kid Nation, the final four episodes of Kid Nation.
Yes.
And then I want to talk about some of the things I've read, like kids answering questions and stuff since after the show.
Oh, well, we've got a lot to go
So we've
through.
Got to speed through this.
Okay. Kid Nation, episode 10, open on council election. Guylan asks to be voted off and we have all new leaders. So we've got DK, we've got Michael,
yep.
We've got Blaine and we've got Greg.
Yep.
Sophia is angry because Greg and Blaine are running the town without background checks. That's a direct quote from Sophia.
Well, yeah. She says, I feel like... Where does she... Yeah. I feel like someone just won the presidential election with no background check. And to Sophia, I would say...
That doesn't matter.
That'll happen again.
Yeah.
To you. She calls it one of the worst case scenarios. She is not happy about it. No. Anjay... He's on the edge of tears, but he's a gracious loser.
Yeah, poor Andrew. We cut to like the next day or something and Laurel is angry. She says she needs to scream because she's not a council member anymore and she doesn't have a say in anything. And she's sitting right next to Michael.
Oh, yeah, and she storms up.
Yeah.
She wants that power back, baby. I'd like to say well done to these 40 kids for removing all the women from power.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Laurel was the only... good, like Taylor was never a good leader.
No, and all the good would-be female leaders are in green.
Yeah, Sophia seemingly also either she's friends with Laurel and she didn't want to hurt Laurel's feelings, or she didn't want to be on the town council because she didn't want to be on the town council.
I think she thinks she's above it.
Yeah.
And she is.
Yeah. She's, she absolutely understands that the town council means fuck all. You just get to find out about stuff earlier.
Yeah. And people yell at you a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the stupidest. Okay, this is the stupidest thing that four stupid boys could ever come up with. They decide to get. I don't know what the point is.
It's a respect exercise.
An exercise in respect and communication.
Yes.
So they decide they're going to do this game where people stand up one by one, say their name, their age, and something about themselves. And if anyone interrupts who's sitting in the room,
yeah,
they have to start the whole process again.
Yeah.
And it looks like fucking torture.
It's horrible.
Nathan says, it's a bit weird for Blaine and Greg to be teaching us about respect. Maybe they should learn about respect themselves a bit before they try to teach us about respect.
And
Nathan, you are right.
Yes, Nathan.
The little boy who Greg has been intensely bullying this entire time. And then, oh yeah, so then they're doing it and Natasha halfway through the, they're doing the first one and Natasha goes, ugh, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they have to start again.
Mm-hmm.
To which Greg applauds her and said, well done on ruining it for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then people start yelling out, that's not respectful.
No.
And then another time they get interrupted is when Michael points out that he turns 15 in 3 days. And Farrah goes, happy birth. Oh. And they have to start again. Farrah is so cute.
Oh, that's so sad.
Anyway, it looks like torture.
Yeah, it's the most horrible thing I've ever seen. I can't imagine having to do it for 38 children, which would take a long time.
And also, like, directed by
Greg and
Blaine.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very authoritarian.
Yeah.
Not a good management style at all.
No, it's horrible. It's the
That's not how you encourage people.
I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of things.
Ever.
Ever in my entire life. I've seen a lot of things. Anyway, everybody hates that. And then that night, everybody from Green is bitching in their bunker about Greg and Blaine.
Yeah.
Michael
says he's sorry that he didn't pull them out of there.
Yep. Everybody's pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And they say Greg isn't working. He isn't working anymore around the town, not since he's got his gold star, and he'd be better off standing in the street and just being nice to people. That would be better than what Greg is actually doing.
Yeah, it would be better if he had no work at all
and
just worked on being nice.
So the next day, Greg, Blaine...
Greg and Blaine, quote, stumble upon
Green. Sorry. Yeah, they're listening outside the window for an hour.
Yeah, they have their ear pressed against the bunk. And they are fucking furious about it. Somehow DK gets implicated in this.
Yeah, I think DK just kind of started being friends with the boys because of the town council membership. Like, they're in a gang together or something now.
Yeah, it was really weird because I don't think anyone, like... But apparently maybe they did say that about DK, that it was the three of them.
Yeah.
Which I expected more from DK. But anyway, so Greg, Blaine and DK... decide to fix this situation.
Yes.
By...
They decide to do exactly what Green said, but not quite in the way. They decide to sit in the street and seemingly catcall people.
Yeah. They just, you know, girls walk past and they'll be like, hey, Morgan, looking good.
Didn't they? They said, hey, mamacita to somebody.
Oh, yeah. They start doing... Blaine starts pretending he's like, he's got like a Mexican accent, which is racist as well.
What is happening?
It's very bad. It's bad on all. Anyway, and DK's doing it too. Very disappointed in DK.
Yeah. He's been peer pressured into this.
Yeah. And then a huge fight breaks out.
Yes.
Michael's screaming. They're screaming at Michael. Everyone's just screaming at each other. And Michael says, I should have gone against you. I was intimidated, but guess what? I'm not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg says, well, we're thinking about giving the gold star to no one.
You can't do that, Greg.
You can't do that, Greg.
You can't run a dictatorship.
No.
Nobody's going to like you if you keep doing this.
Sophia says, what is this, a Nazi regime?
That might be a little bit too far, Sophia. Well, just a bit too far.
She's Jewish. She can say it if she wants.
Okay, cool.
And then Michael says, you guys sound like sarcastic assholes. Which they do. Mm-hmm. What a mess. The moment these boys have been elected, fucking chaos.
Yeah, stupid. That's why we shouldn't have had them in the first place.
Greg should not have replaced Anjay.
No.
I guess Blaine could have replaced Zach. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Blaine without Greg is fine.
DK's fine.
Yeah.
And keep Laurel.
Yeah. Or move Michael to a different one. Michael's also good.
Just put Green in charge.
Dream Council member is obviously Sophia, Michael,
Laurel.
Laurel. And who else? Maybe Meagley seems nice.
Honestly, whatever.
Okay, sorry. I thought we were supporting women, whatever.
Not all women. Hashtag not all women. Anyway, it's a fucking mess. But they decided to sit down and have a... The council decided to sit down and have a chat. And by this I mean Greg, Blaine and DK sit on the edge of a estate, whatever you want to call it, and just start screaming Michael until he comes and sits down with them. No respect. No. I can't believe how little respect these boys have for people who are trying to teach people about respect. It's disrespectful. Anyway, they come and sit down and Greg apologizes for being an asshole.
You would think he could have gone and, you know, sought out Michael himself and done it one-on-one.
No, he needs Blaine there all the time because he's a loser. Anyway, I got to remember these are children. I mean, they're not anymore. Taylor... You're going to be shocked by this. Still isn't working.
Whoa.
She's not doing anything. And DK tells Taylor that she is not going to be allowed the reward if she doesn't work. And Taylor starts crying because Randy left last episode and she was like a sister to her. And she says she's going to leave and she's not working. It doesn't matter what they say. She's not working.
Taylor, oh my God. Taylor never does herself any favors.
No, she doesn't.
It's like if she did the bare minimum of work,
yeah,
people knowing her would be like, this is the best thing in the world. She'd probably get a gold star if she put in 30 minutes of work a day.
Yeah.
People will be like, oh my God, Taylor bought one bucket of water over. That's crazy. What a change.
But she's really not interested in it.
She just blatantly refuses because she says she doesn't like to be told what to do.
She has a lot of issues.
Which is like, everybody gets told what to do, Taylor.
Yeah, you're a child. How are you not getting told what to do? She needs better parents.
Maybe at home. Maybe she's also just being like, you're not my mom to everybody in the camp.
I don't know. She probably said that to, like, if she had a stepdad or something as well. Yeah. She'd be like, you're not my real dad. You can't tell me what to do.
God, I hate to be Taylor's stepdad. Jesus Christ. You'd be like, I'm sorry, but I need to leave.
I'm out.
Oh, my God.
It's showdown time.
Yes.
It's showdown.
It's pie showdown.
It's pie time.
Yep.
They have to get... There's pies. Okay. Yes. Let's break it down. There's pies. There's pies. There's different types of flavors of pies.
Yes.
On the tray where the pie... Under the tray... The tray of the pie has a form of communication on it, a machine.
Like radio, telephone.
Telegram. Phonogram? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So what they have to do is they have to use these, they have to balance a pie on these huge poles and like get it towards, they have to basically delicately get these pies over to their council members.
Yes.
Who then have to line up the... line up the forms of communication in the order that they were invented.
Yes.
Emily starts eating the pies. I love Emily. And Jared says, I was thinking, drop a pie and eat it. That's his idea.
Yeah.
And what was astounding to me is the council members had to put them in order. Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
On these list of six things, which was like radio, telegram, photogram, television, telephone, he puts television first.
Beautiful.
Before radio.
It's what we need.
First, in like the 1800s, he puts television. Yeah, anyway.
Obviously.
Bless his cotton socks. They get the reward. And it's either ponies that they can ride around.
Sorry, also, I just want to say Mike also fucked it up big time.
Mike?
Yes.
I thought it was DK who fucked it up.
No, Mike fucked it up for Red. He kept on yelling out the wrong answer, didn't he?
I thought DK wasn't listening.
No, I was not paying that much attention. I just assumed it was Mike because I kind of trust DK. Okay, but I guess he is a little nerd, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, somebody fucked it for Red. So yellow, even though Blaine put TV first, still got above red.
TV.
Anyway, yes. So they got the reward. The reward was either between ponies.
That could help them lug water as well.
Mm-hmm.
And or do work.
Letters from home. Mallory's sister, what's her name? Olivia.
Olivia.
Olivia, like, says, like, I really want a letter from home. I miss my mom and dad so much. I miss my little brother. I love a little letter. I love a letter from home. And Mallory says, I want the ponies.
And that's why Mallory's our favorite.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Mallory. I mean, what, you got 10 days more left here?
Yeah.
I guess, like, a letter could be sentimental, but get the fucking ponies.
Yeah, get the ponies.
Anyway, they get the letters, and then Taylor's just standing there. She hasn't gotten her letter yet. And then she walks up and they say, look, you have to work hard. We're going to give you your letter.
So I would have withheld the letter.
Well, yeah, at least get her to do some work and then give her the letter.
Yeah, you can't be doing this.
They give her the letter, which you'll never guess works. She does 10 hours of work every single day after that. No, of course she doesn't, because she didn't.
Yeah, she didn't
change at all.
No.
She should not have been rewarded. Anyway, town meeting. They start Greg and Blaine are complaining about the things that people said in the bunk, the green people said.
Yes.
And Anjay says it's their First Amendment right to say their opinion.
Yeah, he has to explain free speech to them.
I mean, I think even without, like, we don't have free speech in this country.
Yeah.
You're still allowed to talk shit about someone.
Yes. Also, especially when, I mean, you can do it whenever, doesn't matter. Do it in front of them, do it to everybody else. I don't care.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Danielle's drinking gin, so that might explain that. Now, Greg, everyone's like fucked off about Greg. He says, who has a problem with me? You know, who has a problem with me? Go on, tell me. Sophia, why don't you? And she goes, that's disrespectful right there. And he says, oh, well, I'm not meaning it as disrespectful. And Michael says, disrespect is not always intentional, Greg. And Greg says, I call it tough love. And Michael says, well, then no more tough love.
Yeah.
It's very heated.
Greg also said, half the things I say people find disrespectful. And everyone's like, yeah. He's like, I don't mean it to be, which is wrong. He does mean it to be. If not, he wouldn't say those things.
Yeah, he's a little shit. Anyway, and he says, how many people want me to go home? And Colton says, we want you to change. Or maybe it's Cody. I can't tell him apart. And then Greg, in a heartwarming moment that is edited like he has shown growth, says, I see both sides. I see where they're right and I see where they're wrong.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong at all. You, Greg, are just wrong.
You're very much a piece of shit at this point.
I see both sides. Isn't that what Trump said about the Nazis?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. Maybe what Sophia said held some weight.
Anyway, Laurel gets the gold star.
Yes.
Okay, episode 11.
Oh, but she was so cute when she got the gold star. She goes, Ma, I got the gold star. And then her mom went, you won $20,000? Because they're from Boston.
It is funny because, like, I don't really notice Laurel's accent very much, but it's just on a few words. She is crazy Boston-y.
Yeah, it's really, really cute.
Anyway, next episode, episode 11, opens with a soundbite that says, I think all ugly animals should die.
And the pretty one should stay.
Yeah.
Guess who?
I'm going to make a guess that it's Taylor.
It's little Taylor. And they are basically like talking about which of the chickens are ugly and which ones are pretty. Yeah.
The ones with the little fluffy on their cheeks and fluff on their head. They're the ugly chickens. You can't put makeup on chickens.
So Sophia suggests to the council, let's just kill 10 chickens.
Yeah, we're hungry. Let's have a meet tonight. Let's eat some chickens.
We don't have that
chickens.
Many days left.
Yeah.
Let's eat some chicken. And then Emily runs and tells the yellow girls they're killing the pretty chickens.
Yeah.
And the little yellow girls, including Taylor's, just crack the shits.
Yeah. And Greg thinks, at that point in time, Greg's catching the chickens to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks the girls are trying to stop him from killing any of the chickens.
Yes.
He's like, we're having chickens. And then when everybody realizes that the girls don't care if they kill chickens as long as they kill the ugly chickens, then they're like, okay, what the fuck? Fine. Pick which chickens we kill.
Well, yeah, they were. It was almost a brawl pretty much with, like, the girls, like, grabbing onto Greg's legs and trying to drag him to the ground. Until Sophia did help mediate. She said, what if you get to pick the chickens?
I guess in this point, the real Nazis in this situation are the girls. Because they're trying to do eugenics with these chickens.
They are. It's really fucked up. So she helps them. They pick which chickens get to die. And then Taylor says, ugly chickens deserve to die. We need some animal makeup.
Yeah, she also says, she's holding a chicken. She's hugging the chicken. And she says, I'm not going to eat you, but I'm going to eat your brothers and sisters. They're better. They're uglier. What the fuck, Taylor?
She needs... I won't say she needs Jesus because I feel like she maybe has too much Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, our next scene is heartwarming.
A meeting of the minds.
Alex, Jared and Anjay are sitting around a table and Alex, Jared and Anjay are sitting around a table and Alex and Jared are quoting pi to decimal places.
Yeah.
This is where, to me, it's the start of where you see the difference between Alex and Jared. Alex sort of knows things, but... Jared sort of knows things, but Alex really knows things.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Jared, to me, is like, he's kind of like, he sort of knows a little bit of stuff, but he just sort of guesses the rest. And he's just sort of like pretending to be smart because he's smarter than a lot of people. And or dumb people are like, oh, yeah, that dude's smart. He's saying things like quantum physics. Yeah. But Alex is genuinely very smart.
Yeah. Cut to a talking head of Alex who just says, it's fun talking about pie.
So sweet. I love him so much.
And then Jared says, true or false? There was once extraterrestrial life in our solar system. And then Anjay says, false. And Jared says, wrong, it's true. 2 billion years ago, Mars, we have proof there's a chunk of Mars 2 billion years old fossilized bacterium. And Anjay just goes, shoot. It's the funniest scene I've ever, funniest thing I've ever seen on TV.
I just also don't know if that's true or not, but I just love Jared.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, I've got no idea, but Jared, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway, the town book is talking about how they need to start studying.
Yeah.
That nobody studying, education was missing. Anyway, they...
Blaine, whose district is full of 8-year-olds, says, if I don't come out of my bunk at the end of this, don't come looking for me. Because he knows they're not going to want to study. They tell the town. Mm-hmm. Taylor yells, boring! And DK says, we've been here for 32 days and we haven't done one educational thing. And Taylor says, why start now?
Taylor.
Which is very funny. Sorry, I think Taylor's right in this respect.
I'm sort of confused with Taylor with this one because I assume that she would be, like, more on board because it would mean that she doesn't have to do chores.
But it is a chore to her. She doesn't want to do anything she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, but she can just sit in a room without listening.
Yeah, but she doesn't even want to do that. Yeah, you're right. She could just sit there. But she wants to be talking to the chickens, the pretty chickens.
The pretty chickens, the ugly ones. She'll kill them with her bare hands. There's a shot of Blue. Is it Blue with Alex in it?
Yeah.
And Blue and Alex is the dedicated reader. The youngest boy in Blue is reading aloud to everybody. And he is reading so fast that you cannot take in the words.
No.
What a sweet...
But he's reading... Because I had like the auto-generated captions on. And all the words were there.
Yeah.
YouTube could decipher them. But I was still sitting there like, what the fuck did he just say? There's a shot of Jared who says, education is the root of civilization. If a person's uneducated, they'll be flipping burgers at the supermarket.
Which is not where you flip burgers.
No. And also, I'm not sure you came up with that little soundbite on your own there, Jared. I think you mashed together a bunch of things you've heard. Some maybe bigoted people say.
Yeah. Anyway, Layla and Taylor refuse to study. Mm-hmm. So they sort of go hang out with the chicken. They go hang out at the chicken coop.
Yeah.
Where they always hang out. And then all the boys, or the town leader boys, they come to be like, Taylor, you need to come study. And Taylor doesn't want to study. And so they decide they're going to take her reward away. Which
For course, real this time.
Yeah. Taylor's not going to believe that.
No.
Because obviously.
You haven't given her any reason to believe that you're going to take it away.
So she continues to refuse to study.
Green decides to, Sophia comes up with the idea that they act out all the things in the book. So everyone decides to learn this book stuff because they're like, it's probably going to be in the showdown.
Yeah.
Of course it was. But Sophia says, let's all act it out. And so they get up and they do games and plays and stuff. Once again, honestly, Sophia seems pretty fun. Yeah.
Cut to the showdown. Guess what?
What?
It's got to do with it's a quiz. It's a pop quiz.
Okay. Pop quiz, I guess. Balloons.
Whoa. Anyway, they basically have like a little, what do you call the thing? Like
slingshot.
Yeah, a slingshot with nuts in it. And you got to shoot the balloons. There'll be like three balloons that come up with different answers to the question.
Mm.
You got to shoot the balloons and leave the correct answer up. Also, don't use all your ammunition because you need to be able to fill up. The town together need to be able to fill up a jar at the end.
Yes.
To get the reward.
So not only do Green have most of the smart people, mm-hmm. apart from Alex.
Yes.
They also have Hunter, who's a country boy who knows how to use a slingshot real good.
Yes.
So they thrive and they get upper class.
Yes.
Thrilling.
Wonderful.
So
green, then blue, then yellow, then red.
Yep.
Basically. The jar overflows. They have the reward. Now, the choices between the reward are, number one, a library.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, an arcade, where the arcade games are free.
Yes.
To which I say, so you're going to have an arcade game with arcade games free, but you were going to have laundry be 20 cents a wash? Kids would have paid for the arcade game. The arcade would have been better if kids had have paid for it.
You're right. You are right.
Anyway.
They've got air hockey, Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking arcade games, the ones on the wall.
Yeah.
So a pool table as well. There's so much shit in there.
Heaps
of stuff.
Fucking
cool. Taylor obviously wants them to pick the library because she doesn't read.
Yeah, she doesn't want to miss out.
But they pick the arcade.
Yeah, they pick the arcade. Sophia does not like that they've picked the arcade and she makes a library.
Yes, I'm a 30-year-old trapped in the body of a 14-year-old. And Alex says to her, do you think I should trust you with my atlas and Navajo language dictionary? Come on, man. You're the cutest little guy in the world. I love him.
He's so sweet.
He might be my favorite, my all-time favorite.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Taylor says if they try to kick me out of that arcade, they're going to get backslapped or kicked real hard.
Jesus Christ, Taylor.
What is wrong with her?
I do not know. I want to speak to her now as an adult so badly to see what she's like.
Well, she's on Instagram.
Yeah, but you can't like... Everybody on Instagram is completely not, like, you know, people aren't being themselves.
No.
So I'm just going to
say, I mean, her Instagram is what I thought, if I had to guess what it would look like now, it would be that.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's just a sweet lady or a fucking insane woman.
I don't think you can go from being that evil to being a good person.
Yeah. Okay. So she's absolutely an evil adult.
It's, like, too ingrained. Like, she wasn't just a little shit who didn't want to work. Like, she's horrible.
Yeah, she wanted to kill the ugly chickens. And she says so much. She's like, ugly people, they can put makeup on, but you can't do that with chickens. I tried with my dog.
Anywho, Sophia sets up a little library tent. And people go in there and read. Cute.
All the kids... Everybody is in the arcade.
They're
not
doing their work.
They abandon their jobs to go into the... And kids like Mike and Jared, who you wouldn't think would do that. Like, I assume Mike still has some sort of semblance of, like, wanting to be like, I'm a council member a bit.
Yeah, but that's before video games are involved.
Yeah.
They defect from their roles. Because they're supposed to be, like, once the water tank is half full, you can go...
Yeah.
And go in the arcade. But no, they're like, fuck that. They We're going to the arcade.
Then we have Hunter, sweet Hunter, who killed it at the last challenge.
Mm.
He's like a middle-aged family man. His dad lost his job a little while ago and his dad's been trying real hard to get a job. And Hunter feels like his dad instilled that work ethic in him. And so he's doing all the work trying to get things sorted.
And he's upper class at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. He doesn't have to do anything and he's doing everything. Alone. There's no one else there. No. Everyone's in the arcade.
And Zach has decided he thinks he can control Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to talk to her at the chicken coop where she's always hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to, I don't know, can you explain what he's trying to do?
He's trying to come to her with respect, you know, treat her on the same level as him, not shout down to her, mm-hmm. which I think is the only way you're going to get Taylor to do something.
Yeah.
Because she does not respond well to authority figures.
No.
Especially imagined ones. Yeah. Because they're just other kids and she started off as a leader. So yeah. she's clearly got a chip on her shoulder about that. So he's just like, look, I respect you. You respect me. Like, let's just work something out. You know they're going to let you in the arcade if you do a bit of work.
Yeah.
So then there's a beautiful shot of Taylor just in a Mexican standoff. Is that problematic? just with the dishes. She's just standing there staring at this huge pile of dishes.
She says, I'll do dishes, but I don't like to.
And he's like, okay. No one likes doing the dishes. and then Hunter helps her do some of the dishes because there are so many dishes.
Yeah, there's more dishes there. I feel like the camera crew went and got more dishes and stacked them up.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they decide, woo, yay, she did it. She gets to go in the arcade. Greg carries her to the arcade. Why? You don't have to carry her.
No.
Sorry, but as someone who was... essentially looked exactly like Taylor when I was a kid.
Yeah.
People were always fucking picking me up. And I were like, don't pick me up.
But he's picked up other kids as well, a bunch. Didn't he carried somebody else to their bed when they were sad and crying? I think he just likes to be like, look, I'm strong. I can carry people.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying. Yeah. Guys always want to do it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time there was like, I was in prep and these girls in grade 6 who were huge to me at the time. They were like adults to me. Mm-hmm. They would always pick me up and say that I was their little baby because I looked like a 3-year-old when I was in prep.
Oh.
Like I've always looked younger than I am.
Yeah.
And they would just always pick me up.
I can't wait till you're old and look older than you are because people are like, what? She must have shrunk.
What?
You know when you're like...
Oh, and I'm like an old lady.
When you're like an old lady, people are going to think you're like 110 because they'll be like, she must have shrunk so much. You got to bend over. You got to bend over when you're old to try and make people think you're older than you are.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because I want
to give myself a hunchback to prank people into thinking I'm really, really old.
Yeah. Be like, I got my letter from the Queen 35 years ago.
Anyway, one day in prep, I like wet my pants and the girls came up to me and they were like, hi, baby. And I was like, don't pick me up, don't pick me up. And they were like, no. I was like, don't pick me up, please don't pick me up. And they're like, ah. And then I was like, okay. And so I just let her pick me up. And then she was like,
yeah, well, she learned her lesson, didn't she?
Yeah, I hope she did learn her lesson because I warned her several times and she refused to listen to me. What kind of autonomy do you have?
Well, I hate
as a 5-year-old. Yeah. None. Absolutely none. Anyway.
Any 5-year-olds listening, we respect you.
We respect you and we will not pick you up without your consent.
Anyway, Sophia, so it's like the next morning.
Yeah.
And Sophia is cooking for the entire town. When it's not her job, it's Yellow's job.
Yeah, she's upper class.
Mm-hmm. And everybody is in the arcade. And everyone, including Yellow's leader, Blaine, who says he'll be out in a minute. He's got money on this game. He's gambling in the arcade. And Sophia's like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Everybody's in this arcade. It's probably 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, this is bonkers.
Yeah, what are you... I understand the pool of video games. I get it. But Come on, you need to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Anyway, so they decide... I might have missed a bit here, but my next note is they padlock the arcade until the chores are done.
Yeah, the town hall meeting, they decide to padlock the arcade. And the only people who don't like the arcade are DK, Sophia, and Nathan. They're like, we don't like it. So then they decide to make Sophia town sheriff,
mm-hmm.
who is in charge of making sure everything is done and telling people to do their work and then unlocking the arcade.
Yes. Which, they say Sophia's in charge of making sure that all the districts are doing their work, which is basically like being like, as town leaders, we have no control over these kids. The only person they will listen to is Sophia.
Who should be on the fucking council.
Yeah.
Hunter wins a gold star.
Yes.
Yet another green member to win the gold star.
Yeah.
We have Hunter, Morgan, Kennedy, Sophia, Michael, Laurel. That's 6.
Well, it's obviously like a bunch of the kids have a good... Like some of the kids were leaders from the get-go, but that made all the other kids want to like, step up as well, I think. Like, because their district is known as the good district. And it's like, you watch, like, it's like, if you had a group of kids who all do their chores together, it's funner. If you got, like, six of you together chatting while you do it, it's fine.
Yeah. You're right. They're just better than everyone
else. Also, it's like, you've got so long. Like, there's nothing to do in this town. What else are you gonna do?
I'd be Taylor.
You'd just be lying
I'd be
around.
Fucking around.
Okay.
Fucking around all day long.
The chickens.
Yeah. Rating them out of 10. You're fucking ugly. You're hot. I'll eat you. You get to stay. You know, that type of thing.
Episode 12.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We do see a shot here at the end of the episode of Jared sneak. He's like, they haven't padlocked the door yet. I haven't done any of my chores, but he sneaks in and plays Dance Dance Revolution. He's like, I gotta get out of here. All right, yes. The next episode opens with Sophia deciding to section off a piece of land in the middle of the road.
Yes.
As her land.
Yes. This is one of her classic, what does she call them?
Social experiments.
Social experiments, yes.
And, of course, this draws everyone in because everyone is magnetized to Sophia.
If you walk through that plot of land, you have to pay 5 cents to step in her land.
Yes. And people will not stop stepping in her land. No. And she said, why can't you just let me be insane? But they want to be like her.
Yep, they think she's crazy.
Yeah.
They're annoyed that she's blocked off this plot of land. If you would, as a child, the thing you get told is if somebody's doing something to annoy you, ignore it and they'll stop doing it.
Yes.
But these kids, nobody ever listens to that. When you're a child, if somebody's annoying you, you get so angry. Yeah. Or whatever. You never do the good thing, which is ignore it. Which is, if they all acted like Sophia wasn't there, if they just walked by and were like, hey, Sophia, whatever, and didn't give a shit, she would have sat there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
And then it would have been done. They wouldn't have had this big fight that she loved. She got exactly what she wanted. Anyway.
I'm obsessed with her.
So what happens with the council members? They go off on a hike?
Yeah. They read something that tells them to go on a hike and then they just say, Sophia's in charge. Bye. And everyone's like, what the fuck? We didn't vote for her to be in charge.
Everybody's
and they're like,
angry.
Don't care.
Olivia particularly angry. Always rolling her eyes.
And then we get a beautiful shot of Sophia with a hat on and with like a piece of wheat in her mouth. She's the town sheriff now.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. The council on their hike find a teepee.
Yes.
And Native Americans doing a kind of welcoming dance.
Yes.
Which terrified me in terms of the representation that was going to be here. But it, and now you, I would say, no, you nor I are experts on Native American culture.
No.
But it seemed to be a pretty respectful representation.
Oh, I think it was good. I think mostly because we only saw Michael talking. I hope Michael was very respectful.
Right.
Michael was basically being like, you know, we would love to learn about your culture and we'd love to have some advice from you. And
yes.
I can't imagine
He's
what
a very
Greg
sweet
said.
Boy.
Greg,
I imagine Greg said
like,
nothing.
Yeah, I hope Greg just kept his mouth shut.
Good on Michael. And Sophia, wow. Sophia says, come on, guys, we want to get the arcade open. Let's everybody do their chores and then we can get in. Everyone does what they're told. Even Taylor, who tells Sophia she's doing a great job and that she hopes Greg gets stuck at the top of a mountain.
And eaten by coyotes.
Honestly, I'm going to have to agree with Taylor here.
See, Sophia, what she's good at is she, like, walked into the bar at one stage or whatever you call it, the saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, those glasses are very dirty. You need to get those glasses cleaned up. She came back, the glasses are clean. And then she gives big compliments.
Yes.
That's how you get people to do things.
Yes.
You tell them what needs to be done, and then when they do that, you give them more compliments than they could possibly need or want. That's
yes.
what I want every time I do any bit of cleaning. That's why I clean the house and then I point it out to Jono and then I continue to point it out for the rest of the night.
Yeah, you said this last episode.
Did I? Well, I continue to do that. I do that constantly. It's one of my main defining personality
it's
features.
It's a great management technique. Is positive reinforcement. How many times do we have to say this? Anyway, Sophia, who has a brain, just tells everyone they're doing a great job and we're just going to need to do a little bit more and then we can open the arcade. And then, yeah, they open the arcade and everyone's happy. And it's like nothing goes wrong because Greg isn't there to threaten to hurt anyone.
Yeah. Then Jared and Alex find a skeleton.
They go off on a little walk.
We get a shot of Alex saying, my dream job, if I could be anything, I'd like to be maybe a chemist. I'm doing Jared's voice. Alex says he wants to be either a chemist or a geography teacher or a linguist.
Yeah.
Actually a linguist because linguistics are quite hard.
And he has won a bunch of gold medals at the national...
Yeah, he's cute as
linguistic
shit.
Olympiad.
He's cute now. As shit, basically. And I think Jared feels intimidated by Alex because he can see that Alex is... That Jared's... He's like, I know I'm a... It's like, you know when you know that you're smarter than some people, but then you're in a room of... Like, when you're near somebody actually proper smart and you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm a dumb idiot.
Is that how you feel near me?
No. No, not at all. I've never felt it. Never felt.
A lot of people feel that way about me. Everyone in my maths classes and science classes and stuff felt that way about me, but that's fine.
Okay, but you know that feeling.
Yes.
Yes, I feel like Jared feels that a little bit about Alex.
Well, it's like I think the thing with Jared is that being smart, he's made that his identity.
Yeah.
And so that's when he's threatened by it because Alex is just innately that, I feel. Yeah. Like he's just genuinely interested in that stuff and genuinely good at it.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Jared, that's why he talks about all that quantum physics stuff is because he's looking stuff up constantly and he's trying to learn facts and stuff like that.
Yeah. And about stuff that I think to him he thinks is the most interesting in the world, like teleportation and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas Alex just like knows a bunch of shit about everything.
It's fun talking about pie. Jared says, I like Alex. He's the kind of guy I like as a best friend or a brother. And then they carry a bunch of the bones back. And Jared says, Pelvis has left the building, baby. Amazing.
Beautiful.
He is so funny.
We see so many shots of Jared holding up different bones over his head as well. In particular, one that has two holes in it to look like gigantic eyes. It's very funny to see.
I want to adopt them, even though they're like 3 years younger.
Jared would drive me crazy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jared, but I'd be like, he would talk incessantly at you.
Well, and this, I was going to save this for the end, but Michael did an AMA, which we can talk more about later. But yeah. They were like, what happened off camera? And he's like, he said that Jared started so many brawls. Like, he was just always attacking people and, like, hitting people in the head. And they didn't show any of it because they didn't want a lawsuit. So they just had to edit it all
out.
That's
so funny.
So the only thing they showed was him, like, knocking over that table that Devard said.
Oh, my God.
Showdown. Well, no, there's a shot of the kids, the town council.
Yes.
Sitting with the chief of this tribe.
Oh, yes.
And they're asking for the chief for advice on dealing with younger people and stuff like that. And the chief tells them that they need to lead by example, mm-hmm. which is something that
this is not Greg's strong.
Three
point.
Out of four of them could learn a thing or two about. Yes. So yeah, he basically tells them that. He basically just tells them to be good people. I don't know, like, stop being fucking shitheads.
Yeah.
So, showdown. Okay, showdown. Now this showdown happens, sans the
without
town council.
Without the town council. Four of the biggest boys in the town.
Yes.
Honestly, probably made it a lot. I guess there's, like, one in each district, so probably wouldn't have made it that much easier. But probably a lot less yelling happened.
In the showdown without them?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to build a house, essentially, mm-hmm. carry a bunch of walls and a roof and then put some chickens and an alpaca in there or something.
Yeah.
Immediately I was like, oh, no. Yellow is just eight-year-olds.
Yes.
They're going to struggle with this. And they did.
Yes.
A lot. Mallory says at this point, personally, I think nine-year-olds rock.
Yeah. Personally, Mallory, I disagree. But you know, it is what it is.
Anyway, I think 9-year-olds suck.
In order of winners to losers, it was green, red, blue, yellow. But they still got the reward.
They did. Sophia says, an alpaca is a cross between a sheep and a giraffe, I think.
Funny.
Funny, yet again. Funny,
because that's
finger on the pulse.
It's definitely not what it is.
She knows it. She knows it. Don't let her fool you.
And so they get to choose between a monument, which explains the story of Kid Nation.
In 2007, 40 kids came to this place to prove that kids can do anything.
Yeah, or a hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon rides.
Hot air balloon rides for everyone.
Yeah.
Sophia is
left to make this choice alone.
Yes. I said to Jono, I would pick the hot air balloons.
Absolutely.
Jono said he would pick the monument.
Jono's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I was like, what? So what, you're never going to see this rock again? It's probably not going to be put in the middle of the desert to say forever. Because I tell you what, this is a film set and they're going to have to tear it down.
Actually, no. It is a film set, but it's where they've shot like old westerns and stuff. So it was already there.
Oh, so they're absolutely still going to take the Kid Nation rock down. You're not going to see that in the back of a Clint Eastwood movie or whatever.
Also, how
is he still in movies?
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, is he just old now? Is he too old to film stuff? Sorry about that.
He's in stuff. Okay. He, like, produces movies and then he's in them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gran Turismo, I think?
I thought that was a video game.
Might be. Might be. yeah, how often are you going to come back to this town and see this monument thing? Take the fucking hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sophia is smart, so she chooses the hot air balloon rides.
Yes.
For everyone, except the town council, which is the one thing that made me happy that they got to miss out on that, apart from Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to go on hot air balloon rides, and they're all in different balloons up in the sky above the town. And it is so cute.
Yes.
So happy. Cute. I love these kids.
Having a nice time.
For the first time, Blue is in the kitchen.
Yes.
They've never been in the kitchen before.
Never been in the kitchen.
Alex is making Cocoa Crispers, he calls them.
Yeah. He says, I think everybody's going to like them because they're hypoallergenic.
And fragrant. What does hypoallergenic mean?
I guess means that...
In terms of food?
I think it means, like, nobody with... It won't be an issue for anybody with allergies.
Okay. Like they're, like, gluten-free. Maybe it doesn't have
Yeah.
Fuck, he's such a... I love him so much. Yeah.
Because he just says it like everybody knows it, too. Like, I don't think at this point he knows how smart he is.
And that's... He's smart and then he's also inclusive. Like...
Yeah.
I know a lot of, I guess, smart people who would be like, fuck you for being gluten-free. Yeah. Not him. He's not interested in that. I know a lot of smart people who are like anti-religion, whereas he's walking around telling people the difference between Sunni and Shiite Muslims.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I love this little kid.
He's beautiful. Anyway,
Gold Star nominations.
Yes.
Jared comes in with his red beanie pulled all the way over his head and he's put his glasses back on over the top.
Yes.
And they ask him, and then he pulls it back up, and he goes, what? I didn't hear any of that. So there's a bunch of nominations. Zach comes in, little Zach. Now, remember Zach, he was the Yellows leader for a while. He starts crying because he wants the gold star, and he feels like he's earned it, and he feels really seriously about it.
Mm-hmm.
Greg starts laughing at him because Greg...
is an asshole.
Is a piece of shit.
Yes.
And then Zach says his piece but sort of walks out, and then DK says...
Greg also says the crying was fake.
Yeah. DK was like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's saying that. Also, because it's also like, if Greg is annoyed as well for Zach voting for himself, Greg, you voted for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
You psycho. You voted for yourself.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyway, Zach goes outside and is crying more because he is really upset that he was trying to be honest with them.
Yeah.
And open with them, and they were laughing. So he walks back in and he says, you guys are the most terrible people I've met in my life. And they're like, whoa!
And
Michael's like,
whoa! Listen, and as somebody who every time I've ever stood up for myself in my life, I've also cried torrential tears. I completely understand where you're coming from, Zach. It's hard!
And anyway, so Greg... I mean, to the untrained eye, it would appear that he apologized. He does not apologize. He just says, we do. He's like, you're not respecting me. He's like, we do respect you. Come here. Gives him a hug. He says, I respect you. And then he leaves. And then DK's like, what do you mean you respect him? Like, after Zach walks out again, he says, you just said you thought he was faking it. What the fuck? Anyway, not in those words. He would not swear.
He would never say what the fuck. We know that saying fuck in this town is absolutely not on.
Apparently based swearing, on the one time Sophia said it.
I remember the swearing was like in like that time, I think swearing was like a big no-no.
Well, I think it's also more of a big deal in America than Australia.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was in an elevator in like the old building where I used to live. Keep in mind, I'm like 23.
Yeah.
And then there were like Americans in the lift with me and one of them swore. And they were like, don't cuss. Stop cussing. And they looked at me like they thought I was a child. And I was like, yeah, don't cuss.
Yeah, I remember having a conversation, like me and my friends having a conversation when I was probably in like year 7, being like, probably around the same time as this, just being like, I would never say the C word. It's disgusting. I would never say it. Never.
That's so funny. I remember in year 7, like wanting to flip someone off, but being like, I could never do that.
I've never flipped somebody off because when I give the finger, it looks weird on me.
Can you do it?
It looks weird.
It does,
right?
Look weird.
I don't know why. And I remember kids used to do it. Yeah, they do it like that. And it looked cool. But for me, I can't do it. It looks so weird. It doesn't look cool on me.
It does look weird. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. What about the other hand?
It's the same. You gotta put up a picture of you doing it. It's bad. It's you shouldn't do it.
No. That's what I said. I showed you that out of the pureness of my heart to bond with
sorry,
you.
Sorry, I respect you.
Thank you.
I respect you.
Good.
Sorry.
I knew it looked weird. I'd do it in the mirror and be like, you don't look cool doing that.
No, you don't. Anyway, they have a town meeting. It's time for the town meeting. They decide, since no one's doing their freaking work, they're locking the arcade for good.
Yeah.
And then also they decide, and this is one thing that we've heard the council talking about. They're like, if we give it to one of the smart kids here, we could be investing.
Yeah. They say, Jared, if we give the money to Jared, we could be funding a teleportation device. And
yes.
And they say to Alex, they say about Alex, they said, if we gave the money to Alex, we could be funding a cure for cancer.
Yes.
Which is, you know, two very different things.
Also, he said he hasn't mentioned any interest in medical research.
No, but he didn't know what a femur was because Jared was like, maybe it's a femur or something else. And Alex was like, it's a femur because it's got the ball and socket joint. And I was like, okay.
He knows everything.
Anyway.
He probably just find a cure for cancer by accident when he's trying to come up with a new language.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
At this point, he's created, as an adult, he's created 10 languages and 30 to 40 alphabets.
Looks like he's a linguist, I think. Anyway, guess who wins the gold star?
Little Alex.
Sweet Alex. Jared looks salty as fuck.
Yeah, he does. He's not happy.
Because basically they're like, this guy is little, but he's so smart. He's such a little smarty. He's so cute and smart with his one tooth. What a smart little boy.
Oh, his little tooth.
Alex, Jared's so angry.
He says, me? Oh my gosh. He's just not expecting it at all. I love this little boy so much.
He's so, so cute. And that guy, Jonathan or whatever, is like, what will you use it for? And he said, well, my children and my grandchildren might need it because I don't really have any use for $20,000. And if I think about it logically, it's a lot. And yet it's not a lot. It's a paradox.
And then they go, what? And then explains what a paradox is to everyone.
So cute. And then he says he's probably going to keep the star for as long as he can because gold prices are going up.
Yes. Genius.
Which honestly, I think me and Jono looked it up and I think the price of like 2 pounds of gold since then has like doubled.
It's like $70,000 now or something.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, we see him talking to his family and talking to his little brother.
Oh, my God.
His little brother is also so cute.
When he says, do you want to talk to Scott? And then he hears his voice and he goes, oh, Scott! It's like the love he heard in his voice was so adorable. I loved, the mum said, I miss you. And then Alex said, I miss you too. And then the mum said, I miss you very, very much. And she said, I miss you. He said, I miss you too. And then she said, I'm sure your microbes do too. And then they both laugh together.
Because he has microbes. He has microbes.
Or whatever that joke meant.
He says, it means a lot of people appreciate me. I just feel really good and bubbly inside.
Oh, he's so cute. I love him.
I'm obsessed. And then, oh God, the closing, you know, that little funny scene at the end of this episode
is
Jared real close to a huge scorpion just staring at it.
so close to it.
And he's like, man, I want one like this. He goes, it's poised to attack. And he's just got his face right next to it.
I want an exotic animal like this. And we do also see a shot of Anjay, who's crying around the campfire that they have. And he says, Bonanza City's the only place I've ever really fit in. Which is so beautiful and also sad because Olivia has it in for him. She wants to murder him.
All right. Last episode.
Episode 13.
We're flying through this.
Perfect. Opening shot. The job board is on fire.
It's on fire. It's sunrise. Mike is the only one up
what
for some reason.
What could possibly happen? Could we remember what our chores were? The chores we've been doing for days?
They try to put it out. I don't know why they try to put it out. There's no danger of it burning anything else.
Jared's walking with a cup of water all the way from the water well back to it with a little tin mug. And everybody's like, no, just let it burn.
Yeah, what? Jonathan shows up and tells them there are no rules anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he burns the journal as well, the town council journal from 18 whatever.
This now means that the kids have taken this to mean there's no classes. There's no chores.
There's no economy.
There's
anymore.
No economy.
There's
the
no
kids
rules.
Go crazy.
Riot city.
I've never seen anything like it. They're opening, they're stealing candy, stealing soda. They're just knocking shit on the floor. They're just smashing glasses of what I assume is different colors of bubble gum onto the floor. Pouring it out.
To which I say, yes, your kids. You're about to leave this place. Just fucking loot the shit out of it.
I would have
there
loved.
There are no consequences here.
I would have loved to have seen this happen on like day one.
Yeah.
And then just then be like, nah, I really wish all that candy wasn't gone.
They just, everyone, I think it's a great idea. Zach and DK, I've written that they're being establishmentarians. I do not know if that's the right word to use. But they're on the side of the establishment, is what I would say. Because they don't want the power to be in the people's hands. They want the economy to keep working as it should and keep people from buying.
Capitalists.
Yeah. Ugh. They're capitalist pigs.
Disgusting.
Just give the kids candy. Who's the money
Let
going to?
Let them eat candy.
You give the money and then what? Like, where does that money go?
Yeah.
I guess back into the... Give it away at the next showdown and then they spend the money again. Like, that's not where the actual money for the candy is coming from.
Yeah.
They're not making the candy in Bonanza City.
They're not.
They're buying it in Santa Fe down the road.
It's almost like this is a bunch of children in a fake economy.
It is. So, the looting, I'm pro. Anyway, the next morning, they're all cleaning up, mm-hmm. which is pretty funny. They all just decide they're going to clean up and
Yeah, they're
be
like,
respectful.
All right, we feel disgusting.
Yeah.
We've eaten our fill. The town is gross.
It is a mess.
All right. It is disgusting.
But also, fuck it, just leave it a mess.
Yeah. I bet Paris and Nicole aren't helping clean.
Migle is Nicole, you know.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a different one.
No.
Okay, well, fuck Migle then.
What? Now you're off Migle.
I'm off Migle now that okay. I found out she's part of Paris and Nicole.
Okay, good.
We found out there's no showdown.
No.
But there is a reward.
The reward is...
The last gold star.
What? And they have to decide who it goes to right now.
Mm-hmm.
They decide it is going to... Oh, yeah. Zach, DK starts crying.
Yep.
Says it's one of the hardest decisions he's had to make.
Yeah.
His whole life. To which I would say, you're 14. Probably that's true. You probably haven't had to make very many hard decisions.
Break a lot of kids' hearts. Because a lot of kids would want this last $20,000 stuff.
Yes. But it goes to Zach.
Which I also think part of this is because Greg obviously has the most say in whoever wins the star. And I think he's worried he'll look like an asshole for not giving Zach a star.
After laughing at him when he was crying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He actually uses gold stars to make up for. Remember when he said that Nathan should get the gold star?
Yeah.
Oh, and then he did get it. Oh, yeah. I'm so mad. Oh. Anyway, Zach starts crying again. Mm-hmm. Always crying, that guy. Now, this next part made me so mad. The girls in yellow, right? The little girls, led by Taylor, they take the chickens out of the coop and into their room. They want to sleep with the chickens that night.
Yeah.
And then Emily comes up and says, can I sleep in your bunk with you and the chickens? Mm-hmm. I think it'll be nice. Kelsey comes out, little Kelsey comes out and basically tells Emily, look, we just want to have a special night with just the yellow girls.
Yeah.
Essentially, you cannot.
You can't join. You're not cool. You're not one of us.
To which I would say, Kelsey,
fuck off.
You're a little bitch.
Yeah.
Just let her sit there. Yeah. She doesn't even talk that much. She just sits there and looks at the chickens. What do you care? I don't know. And like part of me can understand like sentimentality, but also like poor Emily.
Yeah. Well, but I reckon it's because they wanted to bitch about Emily.
Yeah.
And it's annoying when you've got the person you want to bitch about right there.
You can't say anything.
You can't bitch about them.
So anyway, Emily storms. She storms towards Taylor and Layla.
Because she knows who's in charge of this.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
And she says, you told her to say that, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah, I guess I feel a bit sorry for Kelsey in that respect. And then they start fighting and Taylor's yelling at Emily. Kelsey told you calmly and respectfully.
Kelsey yelled it in her face.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey starts to push Emily.
Yep.
And
then Emily starts to push. And now everyone's fighting.
Yeah. And it's just that they clearly just don't like her.
No.
And they're just bullying her.
Yeah.
And then Migley tries to break it up. But she... I feel really sorry for Emily because immediately Migley was like, well, it must be Emily who's causing this trouble.
Well, I guess you can't force them to hang out with Emily.
But you can also be like, you guys are being bullies.
Yeah. But Emily was being physically aggressive and that's what Migley saw.
But she wasn't the first to be physically aggressive. Yeah. Kelsey pushed her first.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Little shits. Anyway. Migley's like, look, you can hang out with them all tomorrow. They just want to do their special thing. Which is like, it's unfortunate that they don't want to include her, but I'm not surprised.
And then...
because they're 8-year-old girls.
And then Taylor was trying to seemingly be like, we'll hang out with you tomorrow. And then she said, you don't listen to people when they try and tell you what's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, she did say that.
She said that and I was like, what?
What the fuck?
And then Emily said, you're leaving people out. But can you imagine saying you don't listen to people when they try and tell you what's wrong with you? Neither do you, Taylor. You little bitch.
She's such a bitch.
Maybe I'll do a drawing for this week's podcast of Taylor with that caption or with the ugly chicken caption. And then you don't listen. I'll do both of those.
She's saying it to the chicken. God, these girls are bitches.
Are you off Taylor?
I'm not liking Taylor very much lately. So then they find out, oh my God, there are 3 more gold stars and they're worth $50,000 each.
That's so much money.
That is a lot of money.
Yes.
And a lot of gold.
Yes.
If you're smart, like Alex.
Yes.
And to earn them, they have to do a bunch of stuff as one big town.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make a shitload of pasta.
Yep, which, by the way, looks absolutely disgusting.
It looks trash. They have to build picnic tables and they have to bury the garbage.
Yes.
Now, I have it on good authority that they didn't actually have a garbage problem.
No.
Ever.
No.
And so they carted in garbage that they then had to cart out for the show, which would piss you off so much.
Another day more rubbish being brought into your town.
Right after you sort out through the rubbish you actually made. So then they like running around, they have to do all this stuff.
They've got to cook the spaghetti and the pasta sauce. Then after that, they've got to build picnic tables. And then Mike is still bitching about Greg. Mike's been bitching about Greg the whole season. He's annoyed every time Greg knows how to do something. And he's just like, well, I guess Greg knows how to build picnic tables. I guess Greg has used a hammer before. He's so pissed off, salty little dickhead. And then the last task is dumping that rubbish.
Yes, so they have to bury it fully. So they're just fighting against that clock, burying, and then all they have to do is run back.
Yeah.
And then as they're running back, DK's legs give out and he's just collapsed on the ground.
Yeah. Does he say something about his tendons?
He literally says, my knees, I have a problem with my knees. It's something to do with the tendons.
Ahead, DK.
Sure, bitch. Anyway, Greg and Blaine run back and carry him to the finish line. And then they get the 3 gold stars that the town council will then be able to give away. DK, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Because then also they get the reward.
Yes.
And then there's special guests coming.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, DK can run again because he runs to go meet his family.
Yes, all the parents are there, all their families. It's so exciting. Laurel is just bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids. It's a very emotional moment.
It's very sweet. I teared up.
Yeah. It's really cute. And then we see the kids giving their parents a tour of their living conditions.
It's the best thing I've ever seen. Which is the parents are like, what the fuck? And then, like, I don't remember which kid it was. Maybe DK or something. Or one of the kids is like, these are chicken feet from the chicken we chopped up. And then the parents are like, their eyes are just wide open. And they're like, what the fuck?
They're mortified. Yeah, they're like, what do we
are we taking home a serial killer? What the fuck?
It's pretty dire. Anyway, yeah. Finally someone to actually react to how horrible. An adult to finally witness this.
Yes.
It was very cathartic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just kept crying with all these parents here. It was so cute. So then they go to their final town hall meeting and they get to give away the 3 gold stars.
Yeah.
Now, the rules are the first two they can give to people who've won a gold star or were on the town council.
Yeah.
And then the third one can go to anyone.
Yeah.
So the first gold star goes to Sophia.
Obviously.
Duh.
That's the number one obvious choice.
Yeah, which is great. She's very happy. The second goes to Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Also great. Mm-hmm. The third goes to Meagley.
Yes.
Hmm.
Because she's been working really hard and she shows kindness. Like that kindness she showed to Emily when Emily was being bullied.
And she said, get it together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I reckon Greg had a crush on Meagley or something.
Well, that's, if you read Michael's AMA, he says DK and Greg both had a crush on Meagley.
Oh.
And that's why they wanted. Michael didn't even want to give it to Morgan. He wanted to give the gold stars to Sophia, Anjay, and Pharaoh.
Yes. Pharaoh was one who continued to work throughout the whole show. And, okay, like, there was one episode where he was like,
he nearly got the gold star and then it went to fucking Nathan.
Yeah, and then it never got brought up again.
It was weird how you would see, like, people get brought up for a certain episode for They Deserve the Gold Star and then, like, the next week it would just be no. Not,
yeah.
Like, anyway. So, yeah, so he was basically like, I just got outvoted. I wanted it to be Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But they both had a crush on Meagley and apparently her parents were in debt and they wanted to help her with that.
Okay.
Which is, like, I feel like all these kids should just get lots of money because
I also feel like it's, like, probably it does seem a little bit like you're trying to get the gold star when you say things like, my parents are in debt. I'd really love the money because my parents are in debt.
My parents have, like, a, what do you call those loans? The shark.
Payday loan.
Shark loan?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, payday loans.
Yeah. Anyway, I was glad that it was 3 girls, though, that got the, I mean, but it actually, it would have been cool that it was someone like Pharaoh rather than Meagley, but
yeah.
Considering that they voted all the women off the town council, at least they got something.
Yeah.
And then there's an inspirational package at the end about how kids can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophia says she has a lot more confidence about the future of the world.
Yeah.
To which I would say, buckle up, bitch. It's going to get rocky.
And that is the end of Kid Nation.
Yeah.
The one and only season because of legal issues.
It would never happen again. Also, it was rated really poorly.
What?
And people were saying that it was kind of boring.
Excuse me.
Well, I guess this is when reality TV used to be fucking crazy. Not that it's not crazy now, but like Flavor of Love was around that time.
We now think this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because we watch some watered down shit. Although not that Maths isn't crazy, but Maths is just recapping a lot of the time and then occasionally there's one new thing.
Yeah, exactly. It'll show you the same crazy thing 10 times
in for
an hour.
Jonah has been, he's like, you can't watch Maths again.
Thank God. I've been telling you I don't want to watch Maths again. Yes. I honestly think I cannot watch it again.
Yeah,
because he says, it goes against so many of my morals.
Yeah, he says that I get depressed and he can't, he's,
what do you mean, he says? We noticed this last year. And then you were like, we have to do it. And I was like, I don't know if I'll have time. And you were like, you'll be all right. And then we just did it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's like a sick morbid curiosity there for me.
Well, you can watch it in your own time. I'm not going to.
He won't let me. He'll be like, no, you'll get depressed again.
He should be our manager. Now,
our emotional manager?
No, he should just tell us.
Okay. What? Our podcast manager.
Yeah. Yeah, not our emotional. I don't think your boyfriend should be our emotional manager. We mean like a liaise?
Yeah, he's like our relationship manager. He looks after us. He'll counsel us together.
I would love to be counseled by Jono. Anyway, so Michael did an AMA 6 years ago about the show. Some notable things. He said that Taylor... Wait, I sent you this screenshot. They said... Someone asked him, was Taylor as bad as she looked in the show? And he said she was worse.
Beautiful.
And then they said, do you have an example? And she said fat people should belong in zoos. Makeup can fix your face, but not your weight.
Beautiful.
Beautiful from a 10-year-old girl.
Beautiful. I'm just surprised she didn't say kill them, to be honest.
She probably did when he wasn't around. Yeah, okay. she just said that offhandedly another day when he wasn't around. What else did he say? Okay, so he says, I will say they're hookups. They were hookups.
Yeah.
But I won't say who, right?
Okay.
Because he's like, it feels weird to like divulge the kissing or whatever details of children. Young teens. Yeah. But then in another comment, someone asked him a bunch of questions.
Was it Meagley and Greg?
No. Ooh. It was Michael and Natasha.
Michael.
Natasha Paris, the one with the fringe.
Oh, wow. Wow, I didn't expect that.
Right? So we only know this because he thought he was sending a DM. He didn't realize he was still posting on the thing. So he divulged a few more details. Okay. And he said that he hooked up with Natasha, but it was more out of boredom than anything. Okay. And then another one of the questions this person asked was, because he said they were like...
Oh, please don't tell me it's about fingering or something.
No. Not anything gross, don't worry. I feel less gross about this stuff because we were kids at the same time and we're the same age.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they were like, who do you still keep in contact with? And he said, only Sophia is the only person I talked to. But then they were like, who would you have sex with?
What the fuck?
Someone asked that. Who would you have sex with like
now?
And he said, Sophia, because she's the only tolerable one and we're friends. Yeah. And this was in like, he thought he was sending a DM, but I was like, and then later on, he's like, oops, I thought this was a DM. And I was like, but still delete it if you're still friends with her. Yeah. And they were just friends on the show. Like, there wasn't, like, that doesn't seem to be anything romantic there. Don't just write online about how you want to fuck your friend.
Yeah.
Like, sure, we all want to fuck Sophia. She's cool. And 28. I've been watching her YouTube videos now. I don't want to fuck 14-year-old Sophia.
You notice me go silent? Okay.
Sophia's still cool, obviously, because she posted YouTube videos as well. Mm-hmm. Laurel, I also watched a video Laurel put out of her answering questions. Sophia and Laurel both said that they don't think Greg should have been on the show. He was too old. He was violent. He should have been taken off the show. They were very stern about that. That's so funny. They do not think he should have been there. What else? I'm trying to remember anything else that I can. Laurel also was like, stop asking about hookups, but she did say that she had her first kiss on the show.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that so cute?
I wonder who she had it with.
I hope it was Blaine, because remember when she was like, oh yeah, I like Blaine. I think he's a hard worker and I like his hair.
Oh, that would be funny if it was him.
He's so dumb. That's she so said funny. That in her video as well. She's like, Blaine's nice. He's not the smartest guy. Poor little Blaine.
But he's cute.
Anyway, Sophia still remains very, very cool, I would say. Mm-hmm. But that Michael, that was 6 years ago. So that was when he was like 21 or something. Yeah. So who knows what he's up to now.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's really cool. Until he said the thing about having sex with Sophia.
Yeah.
Which was weird. But other than that, he seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah. I guess he was also still pretty young then, 6 years ago.
21, yeah. You say weird shit.
Yeah.
I guess. But if I was him, I would go back and delete that comment. Yeah.
Especially now it's getting traction again, probably.
Because
of our podcast.
He also said that... him and Sophia begged the producers to let them, as Green, secede from the town and start their own, what they called a meritocracy.
That's so funny.
And they wouldn't let them do it. And they were like, please let us do it. And that they actually got to film one of the scenes when, like, yellow kids were talking or something. He got to hold the camera and Sophia got to hold the boom near the end of the season. So it looks like they had a lot of fun. And he also said that one of the producers or sound people or something snuck an iPod into his sleeping bag so that he could listen to, like, the new Shins album one night.
That's sweet.
So he made friends with all the producers. So very cute stuff. Yeah. And I can't remember anything else, but it seems pretty cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
And considering, and he also said that DK was a fucking dramatic shit and he was so annoyed by DK all the time because he would just collapse and say his knees weren't working.
That's funny.
And that, like, when he's like drank bleach, they were like, what the hell was that about? And then, have we talked about that before? That the kids drank bleach?
We
mentioned that
he drank bleach, but we didn't go into detail on it.
So Laurel went into detail, unless there were two instances of kids drinking bleach. I don't know. Michael was like, DK did drink bleach, but no one else was picked up a bottle with bleach on it and that said bleach on it and drank it. So yeah. He like clearly thinks that DK just did that for attention.
That's so funny, but also it's like obviously they'd had the bleach watered down because it was children just in case anything happened.
Well, apparently Laurel said that because they saw the kids cleaning the dishes and they were like, oh no, they're going to get sick. So production would wash all the stuff with bleach.
Okay, yeah.
And so they would wash, there were some glasses set aside that had been rinsed in bleach.
Okay, yeah.
And then the kids didn't realize and they put soda in them and drank it and then they got sick and they got sent to hospital and they like vomited a bit, but then otherwise, other than that, they were fine.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, so that's, but I don't know. But it was just so funny. She's like, so yeah, the kids technically drank a little bit of watered down bleach
and had
once
to go to hospital.
But they were fine. And fuck, there was one more thing I was going to say.
Greg. Is it about Greg?
Blaine. No, it wasn't about Greg or Blaine. Oh.
Alex.
Olivia.
Yes.
They basically said that Olivia was painted as the villain and that Olivia and Anjay are still friends to this day. They talk, like, they text kind of weekly.
Okay.
And that they got along really, really well.
That seems, like, off.
And that they just, because Olivia's very expressive, they just chose all the times that she would just roll her eyes.
That's funny.
So poor Olivia. And I was looking at like YouTube things and everyone's like, Olivia's racist, which is exactly what I did. And yeah, maybe that's not.
Maybe we shouldn't have edited children in a bad light.
Yeah, that's not on us to
anyway, point next week, out. Big Brother.
So I've had a lot of fun watching Kid Nation.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I would say that modern day reality TV can't compare.
Yeah, I would say it's like one of our funnest things we've reviewed.
Yeah, for us anyway.
thank you. We got a tweet which I realized I haven't. I noticed it on my phone, but I didn't open it.
Okay.
Where is it? Saying where to look for more podcast reviews.
Okay. Did you look at it? No.
I was busy. Where is it? Oh, sorry. This is just going to be me scrolling now looking for it.
Some of the funniest shows to watch. Well, we've done a great job because they are dog shit. Thanks for all the laughs. P.S. I'm sorry I haven't reviewed the podcast up to this point. The app I use only just recently added that feature. Please don't cancel me. 5 stars. P.P.S. Thank God maths is over. That show only causes one of two things to happen. Those things are either mental illness or boredom. I would argue that both can in fact happen. But thank you for joining us. There's one other new review by Harrison Kai. 5 stars, called A Star Is Born is the name of the review. Now, this person definitely felt, I recognize this name. This person definitely follows me and interacts with me online. But anyway, this is their review.
I think I'm going to like it. Am I going to like it? I think I'm going to like it. Read it. Read it to me. I think I'm going to love it. I have a feeling.
A star is born in host of the podcast Danielle Walker. This pod really gives her a chance to shine her amazing light. I rejoice each week when the pod automatically downloads in my feed because I know after a short wait, Danielle Walker will provide some A-plus content. I'm excited to support Danielle in all future ventures, including comedy. She won the Raw Comedy Competition in 2016. TV and movies, streaming video games, and any other realm she ventures into. Naomi is there. Thanks, Harrison. Thanks for your
beautiful
review.
A very well-rounded review there, I do believe.
Reviews like this keep the podcast alive. So thanks for sending them in.
Listen, you're the one who's hounding people to review. This is what you get. You get honest feedback.
Why? What is it about me that manifests this type of thing?
I think it's just funny to... It's just funny to be mean to you. Also, you started the Raw thing, by the way.
I always start it, but I don't like it when people join in. Thanks, Harrison. If you want to leave us a review, and I highly recommend you do, unless you want us to cancel the podcast, feel free to get on iTunes or Podcast Addict, or you can point us in any direction, any place you left a review. Or you could send us an email. I forgot that we had an email for quite a while, but, you know, feel free. That's batchpodcast@gmail.com. I mean, no promises, but if we find it eventually, okay, then sure.
You know I had trouble finding the password.
Oh my god, recently. You guys can't imagine. She was like, is this a password? And then after a while she was like, I got it.
Okay, Naomi made all the passwords, didn't record them anywhere. Me neither, but I assumed when she made them she would have jotted them down somewhere.
They are not hard to guess, but please do not hack into our stuff. Please don't do that. Anyway, Danielle, over to you.
Okay, the song this week is called Matt's Blues. And this is the description. Of course, as always, by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.
Thank you, Kevin.
This is the description. Nice Americana blues, courtesy GarageBand, with some help. Done. Finite.
Nice. That's it. Perfect. That's all you need.
Short and sweet this
week. Pop it on some graph paper.
Kevin.
Beautiful. What else?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for joining us. Hate to inform you that next episode we're going to be talking about Big Brother. But there's really not much else we can do.
And probably Australia's racist attitudes.
Yeah, we've already seen a little bit of it, and not good.
No.
So I can't wait until we're screaming yet again.
Yeah.
Not because of the attitudes in 2007, but because of the attitudes in 2020, which you would think would be more evolved.
I mean, maybe 2019. I think it was filmed.
I think they filmed it earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
I know they were already in lockdown when coronavirus happened because they were like, yes, we have told them that it's happening because there was no way of them to know.
Okay.
Because I think in another country, maybe Germany, they didn't tell them.
I think in Germany and Canada, they ended up telling them or something.
Oh, they did end up?
I think they had to leave.
Oh.
I think the season just got cancelled. They were like, you all got to go.
Go what? Where all the coronavirus will be?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a perfect quarantine bubble, yeah, right?
But I guess the thing is, you still got to bring food in and stuff.
I mean, yeah, but people got to eat. What do you mean?
Like the ninjas or whatever.
The ninjas. You know, I forgot about the ninjas.
They're not just in a house. They're Big Brother ninjas and camera crew and stuff. So it's also the work environment for all of those people.
Yes, yes. I forgot about the ninjas. I wonder if they'll still be ninjas.
Who knows?
It doesn't seem right.
I haven't seen any ninjas yet.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Also you go.
Also, I feel like the Big Brother Ninja, the peak of it, was during the time when ninjas were a thing.
People loved ninjas a little while ago, didn't they?
It was like ninjas and dinosaurs for a bit.
Yeah.
And owls.
What is it now?
I don't know where in it. I don't know.
Tragedies, disasters,
yeah,
epidemics,
Trump,
systemic racism, Nazis,
yeah, all of that. Yeah,
that's so the thing. That's the thing these days.
Same thing.
And they weren't there before. They've just popped up now. Anyway, we'll get through it, guys, one day at a time. Also, I think it's good that we can talk about this next week. But I think it's good that it's not live. It's not happening live.
Yeah.
They're getting, it's like they're actually quite insular and not going by votes of the general public.
Yeah, although, I quite like it. It's sort of like, I don't know, I guess it's sort of like Big Brother Cross the Circle or something.
Survivor.
Yeah, Survivor, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's only like really, you like not everybody gets to pick who's going, really.
Mm.
So it's like a weird thing.
Anyway, we'll talk about it next week. Jinx.
Jinx.
We have fun. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Ooh, Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch. Kid finale, Nation, bitch.
Yeah.
Kid, 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 Kid Nation.
They're in a nation,
bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.